In India, a group including migrant labourers and daily wage earning families who have not only lost their livelihoods but also lack access to sufficient care are in dire straits. There is some state aid, but here we find a group of university students and teachers looking after these people through local fundraising efforts. Bageshri Saviasachi has more.
The global pandemic has forced a migrant crisis in India. As unemployed workers are desperate to return to their home states, the central government has introduced special train services to transport them to their destinations. While lockdown restrictions have been easing in some parts of the country, access to relief is still an arduous affair for the needy. This week, the country reported 80 deaths from starvation on these Shramik trains. Mahesh Bhatt, a photographer who documented thousands of unpaid and homeless migrant workers gathering to receive food at the palace grounds in Bengaluru city, says they were reasonably despondent.
They had walked almost 20 kilometers or more to reach the place. So they had nowhere to go. They had no food. They had no water. They didn't know what to do. The people were really angsty and understandably so.
Medha Prasad from St. Joseph's College of Commerce and her friends took up the cause of feeding impoverished people in their area, which soon grew into a collective of 130 students functioning all over Bengaluru. She highlights obstacles that might be overlooked.
Honestly, I feel like, yeah, for majority of the migrant population, at least, I don't know how convenient it is for them or how easy it is for them, because we have seen a lot of people struggling with just to fill the form, you know, basic details that they have to write, if it's in English or Hindi. A lot of the language barrier is a huge, huge issue. This is like a time where it's essential for us to understand where they're coming from. A lot of them have a lot of other issues that they're facing, issues in terms of we want to stay back, but we have no place to stay back. We have other medical conditions and we don't know what to do about it.
Meanwhile, the city of Pune has been declared a red zone due to the high number of reported cases and movement is restricted. Nevertheless, Mridula Reddy, a teacher in a free public school that educates children from low-income backgrounds, sheds light on the struggles faced by these destitute families.
People are believing that help is being provided when actually it's not. So for Bhawani Pet also, they have said there are like X number of kits that were given, but out of our 250 students, not a single one has received a kit or a call or a visit asking, hey, do you even need anything? They've spoken about how surveys are being done to check if anyone's sick in each and every house. Out of 250 students, there are 10 who have had someone visit their homes, and they have only asked them like 3 questions and left. They have not done temperature checks, thermal checks, nothing.
Through fundraising, Mridula and her colleagues have been organizing survival kits sourced from local grocers to help with food insecurity. Families in this area also face poor sanitation conditions, especially menstruating women who lack access to provisions.
A lot of them said we're using cloth. Some of them were reusing plastic pads, literally washing it and drying it. And I was just shocked when I found out. So we added that to the kit and soaps as well. So another big issue for that area is that they have public toilets or community toilets. They don't have their own washroom in the house. And if you look at the people to toilets ratio is roughly around 300 to 1. So there are 300 people for every one toilet. So the level of sanitation is questionable.
She also expresses the need for other citizens to contribute to such operations, emphasizing that help can be provided to those who need it without having to leave the safety of home or breaking the rules of lockdown.
Individual responsibility is a big, big factor here. I think people just need to step up and do something about it. And a lot of people are held back from doing it because they feel like it's a pandemic. I don't want to be stepping out. I don't want to put myself at risk. And again, that's where there is like a little bit of lack of understanding on what needs to be done, because you can literally do everything without stepping out. I haven't stepped out and we've managed to do this for 250 families. And, you know, with digital connectivity, with digital payment, you can do it over the phone.
That was Mridula Reddy, teacher at Teach for India, ending that report by Bageshri Saviasachi.